step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It is Wednesday, December 16th. And this morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at Schools underscore 01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at typical underscore Chicago. This morning we are going to be talking about the Giannis extension. It was a 5-year extension. And I think it's great for basketball for him to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks. And not go to super team or whatever. It's good to see him stay with the Milwaukee Bucks, another good team in the East that'll be competitive for years to come. And we'll just kind of be talking about the sports world, kind of where we think the Chicago Cubs will be. Like Boomy was saying before the show, it's like a smorgasbord of did I say that right, Boomy?
A buffet. Yeah.
A buffet of topics. That we'll be talking about tonight. Like, it's nothing specific. We're just kind
of speaking of another, a fatality of COVID. Buffets, man, those things are not gonna happen anymore.
They are done.
Yeah,
they
those
are
things.
Done.
That's probably probably not gonna make a bounce back. The old
there CG. Is nothing better than a great Chinese buffet.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is, but. If you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, just type in Typical Chicago Fan. You'll find us on there. Go over to the YouTube page. Here in the next few days, we'll be putting up our new food review. We did some cookies, and they were delicious. So we will be putting that out soon. So go over there, subscribe to the YouTube page. And then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, Spotify, Spreaker, anywhere, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. If it's Apple, though, please subscribe, rate, and review. Give us that 5-star rating, please. We would love that. Shout out to 26shirts.com. Chicago, I got the Shimoney shirt on tonight. Yes, and Boomy's got his 26 shirt on. He's always got the one behind him. Go over there. If you use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout, you will get 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is 15%. That is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago. Boys, how are we doing?
Doing great, man. We're almost halfway through it. Halfway through the last week of work for me for a couple of weeks. So can't complain.
Yep, I'm with Boomy. It's one more day closer to Christmas. It's getting to that point where it starts getting a little exciting, you know. Start hearing Christmas music everywhere. You start, getting the juices flowing for the holiday season. So I'm kind of pumped. See the kid, he'll be excited. So
Christmas is on a Friday. That is beautiful.
Yeah, I've that Thursday, Friday off. I'm pretty jacked about that. Nice little 4-day
it
weekend.
Sets up for a great weekend. That's crazy. A week from Friday is Christmas. It just seems like with all this stuff going on, you just kind of lose track of time sometimes.
Yep, you sure
do. I am excited for Christmas, giving out gifts, getting gifts. It's a great time of the year. I don't know how people are going to do it with the families or whatever, but maybe you get to see your
maybe some your Amazon
immediate family.
Deliveries.
Yeah. Oh. I at the beginning of all this quarantine, I got an Amazon Prime. Pretty much got all my gifts by the end of the week.
Yeah, it's they make it too simple. You really don't even need to leave your house at all anymore to get everything you need, like for the holiday season at least.
Yes, but let's go right into it with the Giannis. He signed a 5-year. What was it? It was this. Was it the okay? There's a super max and just a max now.
Yeah, certain players qualify for a supermax. You got to meet certain criteria.
5 years, $228 million. Teams are players are incentivized to sign with teams that they already were on as compared to leaving and going somewhere else. Like Giannis would have got somewhere around 200 mil, but since he stayed in Milwaukee, it was 228.
I think it's awesome for the NBA that he stayed in Milwaukee. It will keep them competitive for at least 6 years here now. Who they traded for Drew Holiday?
Yes.
So they will. They're going to be a good team. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yeah, they lost to the Heat. I don't remember.
Yeah, that was the competitive series.
Yeah, what? I think that was the semifinals.
It could have been because I'm trying to remember who was in the.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, they've got a decent squad. I mean, they obviously add Drew Holiday. That helps a lot. But Giannis staying there, you know, kind of helps for the parity of the NBA because obviously the big rumors out there were that he was going to go to the Lakers, he was going to go to the Warriors, you know, stuff like that. But he stays in Milwaukee. Now, as a Bulls fan, that kind of hurts a little bit, you know, them being in the same division. But, you know, good for the city, Milwaukee. They've historically lost good talent. I mean, go look back at, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back when he was Lou Alcindor and he, you know, bolted for the Lakers. So, you know, you feel a little better for a team that's, you know, kind of lost out on talent over the years, and they get to keep their guy now for at least 5 extra years.
They did lose in the second round to the Heat, fact check. Yeah, real okay. Quick. So, because the Heat beat Boston in the conference finals.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I think I'm with you guys. I like Giannis signing there. I think it's a good move for the league itself as a whole. You know, get some loyalty back to some of these small market teams.
Yeah, it's something that, like you said, I didn't know if he was where he was gonna go, if he was, because it kind of at the end of the playoffs was a little, you know how the media gets though. They take something from Twitter or like social media. And then look at this right before the season starts. He signs the Supermax.
Yep.
Yep.
And which, like I said, will keep him in Milwaukee for at least 6 years now, which is exciting for Bucks fans, not for Bulls fans. But the Bulls get their first win of the preseason the other night against the Houston Rockets. James Harden did not play either game, but John Wall came out. He was playing really well. I think the Bulls in that second game, they played well. Patrick Williams is looking good. I'm excited for this season. Like I said, it's just awesome to see Billy Donovan as a coach.
Yeah, feels a lot better having him on the sideline. Kobe White had 20 points.
He's starting. I love
– Yes, it's where he belongs.
Why we thought Thomas Satoransky should start in any games last year.
Thomas Satoransky should play in no games.
Yeah, I forgot he was on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, he did not play on Tuesday. Was that Monday? Whatever day it was. Either way, Kobe White, like you said, had a nice one. They're making those strides. They're making those, you know, those – progressions you want to see out of a team that's trying to climb out and start something new. Lauri Markkanen, though, 26 minutes, 3 points. Yikes.
That guy has got to, he's to gotta, show us something this year, dude. He's got to show
something this year because...
1 for 10 from the field.
We got some young talent on this team.
That's what LaMelo Ball members.
We got guys looking pretty good. But... it's still that Lori's still the question mark. Even last year, it was like, can Lori turn it around and get better? And it didn't seem like he got any better last year.
Right.
And I know the season got cut short, but it wasn't cut short enough that you couldn't tell how a player was playing through a season.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the Bulls, Bulls probably had, 15 games left?
Yeah, 12
to roughly, 15. Roughly, probably. Maybe. Somewhere in that range is, March, so... 12 to 15 games. And you go so long though, as much as anything too. It's not even the lack of games, but you go from March to, you know, basically middle of December before you competitive game. Like that's a long time.
Yeah, it was
for guys that are used to playing like
10 months of the year.
Well, that and every 2-3 nights, you know, a lot of times. So.
The team looks so much different now too, just because we got different front office now. We got a new head coach, so that is exciting for the Bulls going forward. I think the season starts on the 22nd.
Yep. About a week from yesterday.
The Bulls have 2 games in Oklahoma City against the Thunder.
And I believe they said 6 players were not traveling with the team just out of precaution or something
who is it? Noah Vonley?
Yeah, they released him after he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
I saw that. What happened to that guy, man? He was supposed to be a stud.
He was a lottery pick. And
he was like a top like 15 recruit too to Indiana. He was supposed to be like the real deal.
He stunk.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah, it's how many. I mean, you could talk about guys like that forever. But it seems like Indiana especially has a lot of guys like that.
Well, it also just shows you how hard the NBA is.
Yeah,
the NBA is so competitive, and like I said, there's only 5 guys on each from each team on the court. Like that, like I said, it seems like it's got to be so hard to be a superstar in the league.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I can't deny that. But it's
no, but that's why there are so many people like that. Like, there's years where the number one pick, like maybe not, doesn't even pan out. Like. That
Anthony Bennett.
Yeah. That's any sport though that'll happen in. Yeah. But so the NBA is still, like I said, so hard to become a superstar, especially quickly.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
That's why I think sometimes like you take for granted what LeBron James is actually doing. Like he, from the time he was a freshman in high school, he was supposed to be this amazing basketball player, and he was. Like that's so hard to be that.
Yeah,
like you don't know. Like, there's a lot of people in the LeBron James, but there's a lot of people in high school basketball that might play like that. But to become what he has become is crazy. If you really, because that's right around like I'm. So how long has he been in the league for?
LeBron since 2003.
So I was 8 years old when he came in the league. So like I said,
God,
that's crazy.
Just put a bullet in me now and send me out the
my
fucking God. What a punch in the face that was, Bagsell.
How old were you?
I don't know, 100. No, 2003, I was 20. I was in college.
Hey,
LeBron's that athlete for me that, like, when I realized that I'm older than him, it was like that was the punch to my face. For my brother, you know, he's older than me. His was Tiger Woods. So like when you get to that age and there's one of those athletes that's just like
it was hobby bias.
Once you realize the dude's younger than you, you're like, oh man, I'm kind of a failure in life a little bit here.
Arlen Chesro is like a year older than me, or we were born in the same year. So that's when I started to remember started to notice it. But definitely the one where it's like the ranks. It's like, yeah, this kid's my age.
I'm trying to remember. How old is Bryce Harper?
25-ish, 26.
Yeah, I think he's a little older now. I think he's 26, 27 maybe.
I said that was one of those.
Maybe 28. Because he was a free agent last year.
Yeah, that guy went straight to Major League Baseball. That does not happen.
He's 28, yeah.
Well, he played how long in minor leagues? He played like
a year? Not even?
Yeah. A half, or he played like so. He got drafted in June.
Well, he went to community college. He graduated high school a year early too. Went to community college in Vegas.
So cool.
Yeah,
went to Vegas so he could play the 1 year outside of high school ball and then be eligible for the draft. So
and then he got drafted in June, played out his minor league season, and then got called up, I think, to start the next year.
Think about that organization too: Strasburg and Harper back to back drafts.
Yeah, seriously,
nuts. When you think of like getting 2 prospects like that, transform an organization.
Right. You get 2 guys that could eventually maybe end up in the Hall of Fame. That's absurd.
Yes. Totally agree.
Well, let's kind of transition into baseball. The Cubs, boys, what do you think they're going to be making any moves here in the winter meetings? Scott Boras had his virtual conference thing that I guess he always does. And he was kind of talking. I've been thinking maybe, like, I know with the money, but Jackie Bradley Jr. would be a good guy to look at signing, a good outfielder, kind of maybe fill. I don't know if he played left field or not, but maybe he could play left field for us.
He's a good enough defensive outfielder. If you had to play him anywhere, he could play anywhere. He's like Gold Glove caliber outfielder.
Cause just imagine Jackie Bradley Jr., Ian Happ, Jason Hayward. That's a good outfield.
Yeah, that's a good outfield.
Yeah, I got no issues.
But like you said, you got to see where the money's at. You don't want to overpay for a guy, especially in the Cubs situation, where you, the next few years are kind of we're going to have to see where a lot of contracts go.
Do you want or two with Schwarber being gone? Does it is left field an easier position for Happ to play?
Not
necessarily like, you know, known to be like a Gold Glove caliber outfielder. He's more than capable. I don't mean that he's not in any kind of way, but you know, Jackie Bradley, like I said, is a Gold Glove caliber center fielder. If you could get equal production defensively, what you were getting from Schwarber the last couple of years, which he was more than serviceable defensively, which still makes this whole thing worse why he's gone. But
yeah,
you know, with Happ playing in left, I think you could really have a damn good defensive outfield.
Very good. And don't get me wrong, Jackie Bradley's not a world beater of a hitter.
Not going to hit. Not going to hit. But you're not paying Jason Hayward money like we talked before either.
Exactly.
You know, with Jackie Bradley, you're just paying for, you know, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
So I think that would be something to kind of look at. I really don't know what the Cubs are going to do. I'm tired of hearing about the Chris Bryant trades and stuff
like that. Chris Bryant's not going anywhere.
Yeah, because the Cubs are literally giving them the max that they want, and that is way more than anyone wants to give up, and that's fine to the Cubs, but that's
what
people keep saying, oh, they talk to the Nationals, oh, they talk to these teams. Yeah, they probably say, yeah, give us your farm system.
Yeah, then, seriously.
Or something like
that's what they should be doing. That's what you do when you're trying to trade an MVP
people
player.
People take it out of context and go, oh, now they're looking to trade Chris Bryant. Yeah, Chris Bryant's got a few years left on his contract, and if they could get something for him maybe, knowing that he's maybe not going to sign, then yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't think it's crazy to say, oh, yeah, we talked to this team about what we want.
This, Zach, you're doing a disservice to your team if you don't look at those options. If you're narrow-minded enough to think that nobody on this team is – you know, irreplaceable or, you know, expandable. Yeah. Like, you really didn't watch the games. Like, you would be an idiot to not at least listen to somebody who might have a trade offer. And if someone wants to pay up, that's fine. What I'm worried about, and I think it's showing that the Cubs are not doing, do not sell low. And I don't want to see them, you know, making these drastic cuts. Obviously, the Schwarber one kind of hurts. But if you're going to sell guys, you know, like Chris Bryant, or obviously Rizzo signed a contract. But you know what I'm saying? You don't sell off guys in the market that it is right now with where the financial aspect of the MLB is. And I think the Cubs are doing the right thing, and I hope they continue to do that under Jed Hoyer. You don't sell low. You know, and we talked about Lauri Markkanen 10 minutes ago. It's not the time to trade him because you're not going to get anything for him. If you want to move a guy like that, you have to ask for the moon. And if a team is willing enough to give up on it, then so be it. If not, you keep Chris Bryant, and he's still a damn good third baseman. So,
yeah, you can't go wrong.
I can't argue with you. Can't argue with you at all.
You said it's not like they're looking to trade him for nobody. They're trying to get as much as they can. And if they say no, then they're fine with it.
Right.
And like I said, I'm excited about the Cubs season because if you look at the division, the whole division's going backwards.
Like I've said, either every team in the division is either trying to shed salary or they're the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, so I think you somehow can get Jackie Bradley Jr., then, and people forget what this team has. Yes, Javi had a bad year last year, but he can turn it around. Yes, Chris Bryant has had some tough years, but he can still turn it around. Like, you don't know what this team is capable of because, like I said, last year maybe it was a weird year. Yeah, the offense, but it could look totally different this year.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
I mean, And they could still be a damn good team. That's what's irritating. It's like they could still throw together.
Forget that.
And I'm the optimist tonight. What I mean, what the hell is this?
What's going on? I'm excited.
It must be the shirt. Yeah,
it's the shirt.
It must be the shirt. There we go.
No more Schwarber though. That is sad.
It's still our left fielder.
But that was one of those things. You get sad about it because we loved Schwarber. He was a great guy, whatever. But like this is what happens. Like you couldn't keep. I mean, I still am a little why they didn't keep him for the money they could get him at. But I guess if you're looking to maybe move on, then that's just what's gonna happen. You can't be sad about players all the time. You can get sad in the moment, but you can't just let it ruin a whole season. Because like I said, this Cubs team, Wilson Contreras is still our catcher, and I think he will be our catcher, the Cubs catcher. Sorry.
One of the three best catchers in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm still excited about it. Boys, you guys got any other topics you want to talk about?
I want to throw one out real quick. Like I've talked about before, I worked in women's college basketball a lot, but back in college, we now have a new first place holder in most games coached or most games won as a coach, Tara Van Derver. The coach at Stanford won her 1,099th game of her career the other day with a win over Pacific. She just passed Pat Summit. She has been coaching Division I college basketball for 41 seasons. Her record is 1,099 and 253. What a unit. That is incredible.
Wow.
That's insanity. Absolutely.
That's 800 games above 500.
Yeah, seriously.
That's
and the team's ranked number one in the country right now. Tara Van Der, legend.
That's awesome.
Whatever happened to, like, didn't Kentucky used to win, Connecticut used to win, like 90 games in a row?
Connecticut, but before them, Tennessee, they were both always, like, dominant programs.
And, like, Geno will break this record, but he's just, people don't really, really, like, Tara Van Derver's been doing it for 41 years. Geno has not been doing it.
That's so long. That's so long to do one 41 thing.
41 years. That is insane. She's been coaching since 1979.
If I even started today, I'd be 65.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's another story. We've talked a lot about the bubble situation. The NFL will not have playoff bubbles, so it looks like that's going to go ahead as expected.
Did you guys see the wild card game with the Nickelodeon in it?
Oh my god!
They're going to have like slime in the end zone, like
But it's all going to be like super
on the players.
Yeah, it's not like they're not going to have like actual slime cannons in the I think a lot of people on Twitter are confused. Well, they're not going to be like actual slime cannons.
It's not like it's not like you can you got to go the players have to go change their jerseys every time they score a touchdown.
The NFL for the right amount of money would do it.
But then I think like halftime is like SpongeBob. So
Matt,
my nephews are going to be excited for this game.
I'm sorry, Boomer, what was that?
Is that the superimposed Nickelodeon stuff? Is that something your little guy will get some interest in?
Probably not quite yet.
Yeah.
He's probably just short of that a little bit. But
well, hopefully sure they keep it going for a couple years.
My nephew is five.
Yeah, definitely.
Big SpongeBob fan.
Yeah.
So we'll like that.
We're not quite up to that point. My kid's really big into, like, cars, trucks. Had like construction equipment, tractors, any kind of vehicle at all. He likes pushing shit around and all that kind of stuff.
Maddie, I gotta ask you a question. Does your son watch Boss Baby?
We watched a couple episodes. He hasn't gotten too big into that one.
That show is pretty interesting.
I went over the other night and it was on Zach's TV and he might have seemed like he was not trying to pay attention. He knew what was going on.
I could do a preview of a wacky web story. If you just want to go to YouTube and type in Blippi, hit search. That guy's an absolute wild card.
I've seen
crazy,
him.
Crazy human being. He's like a big content creator. Did some really weird videos with his friends back in the day, but he does these kids videos now, and he's like he's basically like it's like a new age Sesame Street. He like takes goes on like adventure, like goes to like factories and sees how certain things are done. He goes to farms to ride
tractors. I heard it's like very educational.
Dude, it is extremely educational. My kid picks up a ton of stuff from it. Just like he'll do like things with alphabets, numbers, just like random stuff when he's watching, he'll start picking things up. And when you're trying to work, you need to occupy a kid. It's better with something where you might actually gain maybe a little bit of knowledge as opposed to like going down the YouTube rabbit hole of the algorithm that sends you into Japanese anime at age two.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Have you guys been
watching some basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
College basketball?
Yep.
Illinois gets to win tonight. Were you saying something? Kofi
just. No, you're good. Kofi just dominated.
Yeah, that's why me and my dad were watching the end of the game, and I go, that's why in college basketball you have to look at the team and not the record, because Illinois 4-2, I think Minnesota was 6-0, and not ranked at all. Like you just gotta know who they've been playing. I just think that like especially in the Big Ten, you gotta throw the record out because it's gonna be so competitive.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm excited for that.
It's crazy that college basketball's only been going on for less than a month and we're already in college or in conference play, you know. Feels like we really just started.
That's weird, but like I said, just happy that the season's going on right now. College football, you guys see the rankings? Do you guys have any disagreements with it?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I think they're disrespecting Cincinnati, to say the least.
Cincinnati is not that good.
Cincinnati's very good, dude.
Cincinnati really beat a bad Army team.
I get what you mean, but they what if they played State?
Yeah.
You don't think Cincinnati can play with Iowa State?
I'm just saying. I don't know. I think it's a weird year, and like we're just taking
Cincinnati's defense team. Legit, dude.
I've watched like parts of their games. The only one I watched front to back was the Army game, and I was not impressed.
Yeah, well, there's a reason BYU went and played Coastal Carolina, not them, thinking they could beat Coastal Carolina. They didn't think they could beat Cincy.
But really, I mean, other than like some of the bowl games or whatever, like if you're not top four, what is it really like? You're just gonna get a bowl game.
Yeah, you're gonna go to a conference aligned bowl game.
I mean, they're gonna get to go to a cool bowl game, but I guess I see what it, like they are undefeated and whatever. But
I will say this: Coastal Carolina should at least be in the top 10. I mean, you gotta give. I know that the Big South or whatever, or the Sun Belt, whatever conference it is, like it's not that good. But they're 11-0, and they beat a good BYU team. You gotta at least put them in the top 10.
Maddie, do you think they should be in the top 4?
Who?
Cincinnati.
No. I said they should not have gotten bounced from the top 10. I think that's asinine.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Those rankings, like,
in a bowl game. They deserve it. They didn't back away from anybody.
Well, they're going to make a bowl game.
I mean, like, one of the
New Year's Day.
Give them one of the big ones.
Some of those bowl games don't just go by ranking sometimes.
I understand that, but they earned it, in my opinion.
Well, there's still another week of rankings to come out. Do they have? Did they already play their conference championship?
Playing four games and shit. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, basically, the Big Ten said if your game doesn't mean anything, we're not going to play it.
And that sucks because you can't get mad at the like teams for what their conference made them go through.
Yeah,
like Ohio State. I mean, if they played Illinois. And I think – I can't remember who else. They're supposed to play Michigan too. Like, I don't know. It's not their fault that they couldn't go out there and play.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. Whatever.
I just saw a lot of the Cincinnati stuff too.
I just hate it. It's the same teams every year.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Expand the playoffs. MLB. Get 8 teams.
Back to baseball real quick. MLB allegedly wants to possibly delay the season, the start of the season until May, and hopefully that more vaccinations will be out. They can get people into the stands. You guys like that?
Yes.
Yeah, especially definitely. If the NBA and the NHL are going on, then I'm perfectly okay with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love to be at Wrigley Field. It'd be awesome.
Definitely. If they can make it work, let's do it. I'm sick of staying in my house all summer, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And
at my house or can't do anything. Stupid.
So you play like 135 games. Like I've always thought the MLB season is just a little too long. So you're not really losing. You're losing a month of bad weather baseball. You know, you start spring training a little bit later, and you actually are able to get fans into your stadiums and make some of your money back. Look at this, you know, financial situations of a lot of teams. So I personally don't hate the idea. Last one I'll throw out. I feel like I'm taking the reins, and you know, it's not what I'm trying to do. But
just take them. Let it roll.
All right. Well, did you guys see the video of the kid from Florida on Saturday collapsing?
Yeah,
been in a medically induced coma. But good news, he is awake. He's communicating with his family. So good things going to be positive in that way. That was scary as hell.
Yeah. Hate to see that stuff, man. That's just unbelievably scary stuff. Scary.
He just staggered.
A guy that is so fit. I mean,
those are the things with what's going on. We don't know what's going on, like behind, you know, like long-term effects of these things. This kid had COVID a few months ago. Mm-hmm. You just hope it's something like that's not like that's not related with that, because you know that's just, man, it's just really, really scary.
That is scary. But like I said, I saw he was like FaceTiming his teammates and stuff. Yeah. And
that's awesome, though. Glad he's doing well.
Boomy, do you have a wacky web story for us?
I sure do, and kind of in preparation of us having a smorgasbord show, I actually have three, so I'm going to let you guys pick. Do you want the treasure hunter that's in prison, the FDA okaying an over-the-counter COVID test, or the high school kid that tackled the referee?
I want the first one, because I knew about the
treasure hunter going to prison.
I know about the second two already.
Okay. Well, to sum up the other two, the FDA has approved a over-the-counter if you need a COVID test and you can't find out where to get one, you can buy one over-the-counter now. And the other one, the kid that was in the viral video a couple weeks ago that tackled the referee, is banned from all athletic sports in the state of Texas indefinitely. So getting back to
college then too, huh? Because he's playing a pretty well recruiting kid, I believe.
Yeah, from what I understand, we'll see what happens with that situation. But a former resident of the state of Ohio who is a treasure hunter is going to spend 5 years behind prison bars. He has refused to reveal the location of 500 gold coins that have been missing in a historic shipwreck. He is a research scientist, Tommy Thompson. What a name, Tommy Thompson.
Former governor of Illinois.
I don't think so. But he has been stuck in federal prison since 2015 in contempt of court. He was basically he took in like $12 million worth of investment to find this buried treasure. And he just kind of ran away. He started in 1998 looking for the SS Central America, which sank off of the coast of South Carolina in 1857 with thousands of pounds of precious metals aboard. He had a group of 161 investors that paid him $12.7 million to find the ship of gold. And they all later sued him because they never saw any returns. And in 2012, he was ordered to disclose the whereabouts of the treasure. He refused to do it, was held in contempt of court, ran away once he got out, and was found three years later living in a Hilton in West Boca Raton with his lady friend. And he's been in prison ever since because he refuses to tell the judge where this they say he knows where it's at. He's found it. And he just refuses to tell them where it's at so that they can move on with their lawsuit of money against him that he took from investors. So it sounds kind of like he
doesn't know where it's actually at.
It's a possibility, but he claims he knows where it's at.
Oh, well, but he just won't. Different.
Yeah, kind of a scumbag.
Definitely. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty avoidable.
And honestly, it's so weird. And this, I think, is what the lawsuit is over. He raised $12.7 million in investments. The treasure's only worth $4 million.
Something doesn't seem right there.
No. That's a scam artist. So Tommy Thompson's going to do it. He's 68 years old. He'll be in prison until he's at least 73, or at least he tells people where the treasure of the SS Central America is. Tough week to be a treasure hunter.
Yeah, not good.
Good job title, though. What do you do for a treasure hunter?
Yeah.
I'm basically Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Anything else? Post Dr. Jones? Boys? Well, actually, one thing, Posho, me and Boomy and Maddie and a few other guys are going to be doing a TCF Fantasy Basketball Draft tonight. So we're going to kind of like live stream maybe or Facebook Live the last maybe 5 minutes of the real draft. And then we'll kind of have a talk about the draft, maybe get some guys that are in the league in the comments. Hopefully we can get Maddie on, and we'll have to see how long it takes or whatever. But we're just going to kind of recap it, say who we think you're going to win, me, and just kind of talk about it a little bit. Like I said, that'll be on the Typical Chicago Fans Facebook page. So if you want to check that out, I think the draft's at 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
we'll be on Facebook Live around 8:15, 8:30-ish. We're going to recap the draft. I'm going to tell you how great my team is and how I'm going to make sure Matt does not win this league.
It'll be 8 or so. We'll kind of have to see how long the draft takes. But, yeah, least your commissioner?
No, it's more like commissioner.
Co-commissioner.
That sounds bad, Maddie.
Scamish.
You're not starting off talking very, very respectful to the co-commissioner.
Yeah, it's co-scamish.
Better watch your tone, pal.
Speaking of that, we'll have our picks, NFL picks week. Is it 15?
14, I think.
14?
I don't know.
We'll have our
NFL. We should do it live during the draft recap show.
Oh, it is week 15. I'm losing it.
Yeah, maybe instead of a show on Thursday, we'll just kind of do that at the end of during the show too. Does that work, Boomy?
Yeah.
We'll do that. Why not? And then we'll put the stream out as the morning show. How about that?
That works great.
Works great. I'm trying to think of anything else that we want to talk about. I don't think there's anything left.
I think that's it.
Make a quick run here through my notes. Nope, I think we're good. And by notes, I mean the new section of the Score app.
Well, I've been joined by Boomy at BoomyTCF on Twitter and Matt Schofield at Schools_01. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia. TCF, the main page is at Typical_Chicago. Instagram, Facebook, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Go over the YouTube page. Like you said, we're going to have a food review coming out here in the next few days that me and Boomy have done. We're going to be doing a lot of different parts of that. We got a lot of different cookies. We didn't want to do them all in one video. But we'll have that out hopefully in the next few days. Go subscribe to the YouTube page, and then wherever you get your podcast from, if it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. Anywhere else, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Anything else, boys? Oh, sorry. 26shirts.com. Chicago got the shirt on here. Boomy's got the shirt on and the shirt behind him. If you want a shirt just like that, all for a good cause, go over to 26shirts.com. Chicago, use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at 26shirts.com. Chicago. Boys, anything else?
Let's have a beautiful Wednesday.
Like I said, Boomy, Boomy is now my trainer, I guess. And I
have to work tomorrow.
I hopefully, like I said, can get out of bed. So this has been the TCF Morning Show, Wednesday, December 16th. We love you all.
Peace. See you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.